My name is Leith Harlow. Oh, I'm Tristan Harlow. And this is Relative Nonsense. Halloween edition. Y'all gonna love this one, baby.
Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. We love you, and we're so glad to be back here. My name is Leith Harlow.
My name is Tristan Harlow. And this is
Relative Nonsense. Speaking of the Halloween edition, put your motherfucking vest on and get ready, baby, because it is going down. The creepiest shit that you thought of is happening. So today we're going to talk about a little bit of creepy shit. The first thing I want to talk about, we always do our update of the week. We're going to kind of skip that because it's a special episode. But I do want to ask you, Tristan, what is your scariest story? Actually, first, do you believe in ghosts?
Okay, well, I think this would kind of tie in
good together. Mine do too.
Okay. I don't know. Here's my thing with ghosts.
Yes. The answer is yes. What do you mean, I don't know? You're stressing me out. You trying to let the spirits in on us?
Bro, I don't know. I ain't never had one like come up and talk to me, shake my hand kind of thing. But I ain't saying the motherfucker ain't there.
Right? Come on.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, but that's like saying you don't know if God is real because you haven't seen God. If you feel it, you know. It's called faith, motherfucker. Do you believe in ghosts? It's a yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's hear your scariest story. Yeah, of course. Like,
now, this didn't happen to me.
Before you said it, because you were like, there's too many. I think, you know, just like what people with like conspiracy theories, you know, that's like saying like if the government never lied to you, that's a bigger conspiracy theory than they may have lied to you once, right? Like, and the same thing with ghosts. Like, all of this shit happened in one time. Maybe if it was one time, but you think everything that ever happened where they're actually saying, hey, ghosts are real, you think all of it's bullshit? I think you're the fucking conspiracy theorist. Ghosts are real, motherfuckers. We, as a society, sometimes are just too scared to face the truth.
That's me. I'm out.
Yeah, right. Deuces. I mean, I'm not hanging around. I'm not the white dude at the fucking in the movie there who's like, who's down there? I'm going to find you. What the fuck are we doing, bud?
No, I'm out, bro.
I'm out.
If you say, hey, the motherfucker haunted, deuces, I'm out. I ain't want to find out. I don't care.
I trust it. Yeah. And I do like haunted houses. I like the scary shit.
Freaking out. Haunted houses.
Correct. Like, yeah. I'm not going to stay at a haunted house, but I'll walk through your make-believe haunted house that you built for the weekend, for sure.
Yeah. Like, for the, for enjoyment or whatever?
Yeah, for enjoyment. Yeah. And I don't think that really running into these paranormal activities are for enjoyment in real life. You know what I mean? Like, you don't accidentally want to run into one of those things on the side of the street. Probably not going to end well for you. Mm-mm. And that's the thing that scares me the most. Let me shut the hell up. I asked a question, and I need to stick to this question. I need to be better about this, guys. Y'all going to have to bear with me because my ADD is whooping my ass these days, ladies and gentlemen. So I asked you, what is your scariest story? And you were about to say it before I so rudely interrupted. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay. I got two.
Okay. Okay.
One didn't happen to me, right? Okay. But it happened to my wife. We had just started talking, and I had this like efficiency apartment thing. So it was like a one bedroom apartment, and it had like a closet and a bathroom.
Yeah.
And then it was attached to a shop, right? Me and my wife, we just started talking. She's like, this is like one of the first initial times she's starting to stay over.
Yeah.
So I always left early. I had to be at work before she did. So I leave, go to work, da 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 da. She said that one day, or she asked me, she goes, this place haunted? Or here I go. So I was like, I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about it. You know what I mean? that's how I view ghosts. Like, just don't talk about shit. I don't care. They do the thing, I do my thing, whatever. You know, we're chilling on our different spectrums or whatever.
Stay in your own fucking lane. Yeah, that's right. I ain't trying to mess with you. Don't mess with me.
So she was like, well, this morning I woke up, like something woke me up, but I couldn't move whatsoever. Like something was holding me down in the bed and I couldn't move. And I was like, shut up, bitch. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear none of this.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you about this. Like, I ain't mean to call you bitch, but we don't do that here.
Right.
Live here.
Yeah, you really got violent about it because you were scared.
Yeah, bitch, I live here. I got to live with this shit. You're visiting.
Correct.
He don't like you. He's fine with me. You know what I mean?
Clearly, you can't come back.
Right.
You can't be here.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, no, don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, for me, I think so too. So I have quite a bit of stories that's happened to me personally, just, you know.
At your house.
At my house. That's right. You know. So, and more than one house that I've been to. I used to, growing up, we didn't have much money. Now, I only say that to preface, we did fine in life. I ain't asked for no damn pity. I'm only saying that so that I can preface that a lot of times when you don't have a lot of money, it means that you don't stay in newer houses. And I think when you stay in much older houses, you have a lot more potential to run into paranormal things that may happen, right? And I feel like this happened my whole damn childhood. I started watching scary movies way too young. My brother was 9 years older than me, is 9 years older than me. Thank God he raised me quickly. But, you know, I got to watch a lot older movies when I was younger. So I scared the ever-living piss out of myself. I'm pretty sure the first house I lived in Havana was also haunted. I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning walking around screaming and crying. Now, you know, I was a little baby back bitch back then, and there was also some just watching those scary movies and things like that. But now we fast forward to when I get into summers and I start going to visit at my uncle's house, Rush Street in Marianna. And Rush Street, this thing was 1800s is when it was originally around, and he lived in the old Russ house, which was like the main house of Marianna, one of the biggest attractions. And being in there at night, they didn't have fans. Like at my house, we would always sleep with a fan on, which I still do now. And I think half of that is so that I don't hear anything else in the background unless it's loud enough for me to need to hear it. So it's dead silent. And I would hear music playing at night, like a piano, like good music. And I'm like, and then I would hear footsteps upstairs. Now I'm like, what is happening? And the next day I would ask, and they would say, yeah, it's the ghost upstairs. Like, there's a ghost that live in this house. We don't know who it is. We've heard it many times, same thing. And like, I thought they were lying to me. But before I could say exactly what happened, they were like, you hear music? Yeah, you hear footsteps? Yeah. And like, they would joke around about it all the time. Like, I tell that damn thing, like, it better pay rent. Like, it was just funny to them. To me, I was like, is this, what is happening? Like, and I would hear it and I would hear it. And nothing happened to me, thank God. And I kept staying there. I wasn't worried about, like, everybody else seemed normal about it. So I was going to be more normal about it.
Fuck that, I'm out. I'm out.
See, I like, they made it okay, but I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't going in that damn attic. I wasn't going to find out. And when I was young, so when we were sleeping, we slept. It was me, Colton, we slept together in the same room. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like you're by yourself sleeping like, oh, shit, I'm about to get attacked. There's somebody else. And he was smaller than me, so I was like, shit, you know, they're going to get him first. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that kind of kept me in my mind safe. And then growing up even more, then we move to Ridge Road, where I trap, baby. And same thing with that house, dude. That house I've seen and heard, and like more than seen and heard, sometimes there is a feeling that runs through your body like you know somebody is watching. I'm getting chills talking about this. I can't tell you how many times I would be. So there was my bedroom and then the hallway and then the bathroom, side by side by side. So to get up and go to the bathroom, I sleep in pitch darkness. I like everything as dark gets. I don't care. So to get up and walk into the bathroom at 3 a.m., I would never turn a light on, point blank, period. I knew right where everything was. But I would swear there's a cold feeling that runs through your body when something not right is going around, like somebody is watching you. And in, like, there's always a mirror in the bathroom. And in the mirror, I felt like I could see something. And then I would turn off, because it's pitch black, you know. And then you would turn on that light and there'd be nothing there. And I can't tell you how many times I felt that feeling. So I didn't hear anything in that house, but there are stories from mom talking about things happening in that house, from you and personal stories you've had, from your mom. So I know there is something in that house too. Anybody who tells me spirits aren't real, thank goodness you haven't been able to find out for yourself.
My mom and dad were staying there, and they said that I don't know. My dad, he's real superstitious, real superstitious. But anyways, I said,
like drop the salt, throw it over your shoulder type deal.
Yes.
Yes.
Any of that old school shit, he's all about that.
Yeah. With voodoo, yeah. Witchcraft, baby. Yeah, for real.
So he said they were staying there one night and the TV turned on. So he got up and turned it off, or turned off by the remote or some shit.
Yeah.
Went back to bed, TV turned back on. Went over there, turned TV off, like manually on the button. Went back to bed. TV turned back on again. Said he unplugged it. Went back to bed. TV turned on the fourth time.
Whoa.
With it being unplugged, and they got the fuck out.
They left.
Yeah.
They ain't come back, huh?
Nah. And he's still weird about the house. He won't go over there anymore.
It's weird. I've had buddies stay over there and them say stuff. Mom had a story where her and one of her exes came over and they were cleaning up the house. She set her keys on the counter where she always puts her keys. She went to clean up the house. They were cleaning up the house. They went to leave. She went to grab her keys right off where she set it, and it was not there. She looked everywhere, up and down the entire house, could not find it. Had to get a ride back from him to the house that we were staying at while we were moving to get her extra set of keys. And 6 months later, while she was moving in, one of the last boxes, like, that was nowhere near where the keys were set, up under some blankets and stuff, was that set of keys. Nobody put those there. So yeah, like, the shit, it's real, dude. Like, and I'll tell you, like, as far as watching like scary movies and stuff, I love scary movies. I do. I'm a big fan of scary movies. And don't get me wrong, like, the ones where you got the serial killers and stuff, those are the crazy, most twisted. But the ones that scare me the most is the damn Insidious type, sinister type. Oh my God. Because I was talking to my wife about this today. We were doing our little exercise for the day, and we're walking and kind of talking about this podcast and how we should come out with it tonight. And what's the scariest thing for us? And I was telling her how mine is, like, as far as movies, is the Insidious. And she said, well, hers is the other. And I said, for me, I think the reason that I'm so scared of Paranormal Activity is because, in a sense, I feel like serial killers as a whole, as creepy and as scary as they are, and to me, they're a little bit fascinating just how they do it. I don't know if they're sick and sadistic and fuck them all, hope they all die. But at the same time, it is crazy how you can keep this normal life at the same time killing people in the evening, right? But I say all that to say serial killers don't kill 6-7 individuals. It's just not something that happens, right? They usually kill smaller little girls. On the contrary, I feel like for something that is paranormal, if you're some little fucking creepy ass demon thing, you want to get in the biggest thing you can possibly get in to wreak the most havoc. And unfortunately and fortunately, I'm usually the biggest thing walking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, dude. The movies I like the best of, like, the horror genre is The Conjurings.
Oh, you know what?
What?
We were just talking about that today, too. She said that shit was real. I'm going to watch those. How many are there?
There's a bunch. They have spinoffs, too. So, like, the Annabelle shit is, like, spinoffs of that. And The Nun has something to do with The Conjuring.
What's the original? The OG is just The Conjuring?
The Conjuring. But there's a bunch. They just came out with another one.
I heard this is like and it's a crazy one.
There's five or six.
So the actors from Insidious, correct me if I'm wrong, the same actor from Insidious is the actor from Conjuring, at least the main one, I think.
I think so, because, dude, I always get them fucking confused.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I've watched Insidious. I have not watched The Conjuring, but I heard The Conjuring was based off of a true story.
They're all real stories.
I was about to say, I believe Insidious. The crazy thing is, I think society probably couldn't handle this, right? But I'm gonna tell y'all, because it is what it is. In movies, some of the creepiest, darkest, most sadistic shit that you're like, oh, thank God this is a movie. No, that happened in real life. They just don't want to tell you that because they don't want to mess you up. There's a movie that came out called Don't Look Up. Okay. And it is a dumb movie. I think I've probably talked about this before, and I'll probably talk about this 10 more times. But they do this all the time in movies, right? They essentially kind of give you little snippets, because what's going on in the real world is they're giving you the information that they want you to have. And other information that you get, kind of how we're able to say it on a podcast like we are today, well, anybody could just dismiss our stuff. And if they wanted to block us out, they could block us out so that the mainstream media could keep pushing the mainstream media topics. And I think the more scary the story, the more they try and do that. Think about, I just watched this crazy ass, and man, it ain't for everybody, show called Monster on Netflix. And it's about Ed Gein, who is the original serial killer. This dude,
he's based off, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based off him, right?
There's so many movies based off him. American Psycho is based off him. So many movies are based off of him. Norman Bates, the Bates Motel, all of that is based off of Ed Gein, because he's kind of the original serial killer. And in the show, I don't like how they go above and beyond for Ed Gein, because he didn't kill all these people. He did kill a couple of people, but more than anything else, he was like necrophilia, big into that. I don't know if you know what that is, but
yeah, having sex with dead people. Or
correct.
Corpses.
Big into that. And then he liked to dig up bodies and wear them. He would literally put their skin on and dress up and dance around the house and shit and clean up and like sick.
Was there another person done that? The Bill or something? Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bob, some shit like that. Joe Dirt, you know what I mean? Like, it puts the lotion on its skin.
That's based off of Ed Gein.
Oh, okay.
Silence of the Lambs. All of that is Ed Gein. And it's so crazy. If you watch that show, as sick as it is, one of the craziest parts of that show that it shows more than anything is the very first director to walk into that house. The detail of this, like, think about the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Think about the original Norman Bates. Think about the original. Think about the original. All these, and then how much more graphic things have got over time. And now it's so crazy that it makes you feel like you were there to become that director. So what's crazy to me is how it makes it, how it portrays in my mind, how it portrays it is that Ed Gein is this crazy ass psycho killer. And this director in some way is also the same exact thing. And he wants everybody else to see how gruesome this shit is with a mindset of knowing that maybe one day people can unleash their inner Ed Gein. That's how I took it. And to think about that is sickening and crazy. And isn't it how life works too? You know what I mean? Like, just so fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to watch it. I saw it on there. I don't know. I'll be honest. It's very hard for me to get my wife to watch scary stuff.
Yeah, me
too. She don't like it.
She likes the serial. My wife likes the serial killer stuff.
I think she liked that too.
But. And I'll tell you, it is for, even for me, like watching it is like, it ain't real scary. But sometimes like when you see this, especially the detail, dude, oh my goodness, I had chills run down my back. Like, and I'm like freaking out because I know it's way late at night and my kids are supposed to be sleeping, but I can only imagine if my child was to walk in. I got to say this quiet because I got children in this house. If my child was to walk in and see what I'm seeing as a 32-year-old man, they'd be scarred for life. Like, bro, the detail that they put, watch the series and let's talk about it. You want to talk about a Halloween podcast? Everybody want to get a little freaked out. Just have some chills run down your spine. Go watch a couple episodes of that. Because by the time it really shows you everything, oh my goodness. I don't even want to say it on here because it's too graphic. Like what it makes you see.
Unrestricted internet access as a child. I've seen some shit. So I know that we talked about like paranormal shit. What's like the most like scared you ever been of like just not paranormal? Just
Okay.
Let me preface this.
I got one.
So remember I said I had two stories, the one having a wife, whatever. So the second one, we was out doing hood rat shit with our friends, snuck out buddy's house, and we're walking in the woods. And like, it don't make no difference to us. We've been in the woods at night, it ain't no big deal. You know, we grew up around it.
Yeah, still.
So we're walking, it's pitch black dark. You know, it's before like fucking flashlight on cell phones. Yeah, like you had your cell phone and all that, but like it wasn't that big.
Right.
And we hear a woman screaming in the woods. Yeah.
All right. Let me ask a question because I'm just curious. I just want to set the stage for myself and maybe the audience too.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're walking in the middle of the woods, all right, it's pitch black. So if there's a house within, holy shit, a long distance, you know how it works.
Yeah,
because light can see, it carries super far. How close were you to the nearest house, do you think?
Didn't see none.
So this screaming came in the middle of these woods for sure. It wasn't from a distant, you know, house or building, or it's the woods where this comes from.
Yeah, it's the woods. It's out there in the woods.
Okay.
You know what it is, right?
Uh-uh.
A fucking cougar.
And they sound like woman. Yep.
Cougar sounds like screaming. Women screaming.
Yeah. I didn't
We know. Knew that. But then again, what's scarier? You out there with a woman screaming or out there with a fucking cougar and it knows where you are?
Correct. Because it's screaming at you.
Oh, that's what it's screaming for. It's trying to lure you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it wants you to come. Come on.
Yeah.
What did y'all do?
took the fuck off, son. I was faster than he was.
That's, you don't have to be the fastest. You just have to be faster than your buddy. This is logic of life, guys. Yeah. This is logic of life. I'll tell you my scariest story. And it's not about an animal, which is probably scarier than my story. I think mine was I freaked myself out more. I went to a middle school for bad kids. Not really. It's a second chance middle school in a way. It's called STARS. Just because. Well, it was second chance for me. I got in trouble at my first middle school. So I was at this school. And there was this history teacher there. And I loved her. She was an awesome, awesome lady. Right. And this might be where I got my fascination for serial killers. I was in seventh grade. And she was telling us a story. I forgot how history, so something about the past. And in the 1970s, she was a young whippersnapper in college at Florida State University.
Mm.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the infamous Ted Bundy ran these halls at the same time. And not only was she just there, let me take this a little bit deeper. She actually went out one night with some friends of hers. And this friend was hanging out with her. When this hot dude came up, how she explained it, and had some drinks with him, and she was going to go home with him. Like, she liked him. She was going to go hang out, and she didn't say anything about that. We're seventh graders, but to us, it was like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go. We were going to go back, and we were going to keep the, you know, keep hanging out. We had a couple other places to go, and my friend said no, and I said, why? She said, I don't have a good feeling about him, and as much as I didn't like it and I wanted to go with him, she was my friend, so we just had a thing that we always stayed together, and she said the next morning, nine people were killed. And I didn't know at the time I had anything to do with this guy at all until a month later when he was caught and her friend brought it to her attention. And that to me was like, holy sh! Like, I didn't know Ted Bundy or anything. And I damn sure didn't know he's in Tallahassee. So now as a seventh grader, you're learning all these crazy things in life. And we were dumb little kids. We used to always do crazy shit, especially with cars. I don't know why we always messed with cars as kids. I just remember, especially me and Colton, man, like anytime we ever went out of town, we'd set up sticks in the road and try and point them to where tires would pop and cover it with damn pine straw and then hide behind trash cans messing around with people. Like dumb stuff, you know? Yeah. I don't know why we were doing it. Just thought it was funny. So we also like to hide from cars and play around. Well, it was late one night, right after I'd heard this story, a couple weeks maybe, and we were in my neighborhood. He was staying the night at my house, and we were hiding from these cars. Bomb, bomb, bomb. We'd get behind trash cans or duck off in the, like behind a tree or in a ditch, hide from cars. Cars were passing. We'd hide from them. We thought we were doing a good job. And this one car parked, like we're hiding from it. We think we got it. And where it parked, like, it wasn't a parking spot. This thing wasn't just sitting here. Like it was, the light was shining. We're behind two trash cans, or I was behind a trash can. He was behind something else. And the light was shining to where like, it doesn't show our shadow, but it's definitely, and it's not moving. Right. And then we're sitting here. We're like, holy, now my heart's beating through my chest. Like thinking all these things, da, 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 da. What the hell is about to happen? And then the lights turn off and the dot person don't get out. I can't see in the car. I'm not trying to look either. I just know there's a car here and nothing gets out. And I feel like we're sitting here forever, dude. And all of a sudden, Colton takes off. Poof! I just hear him take off. And now I'm by my damn self. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm dead. So I take off. And like I said, who knows? Who fucking knows? I know kids get snatched all the damn time. So I'm not saying, oh, that was my, it almost happened. It, like I said, I probably just scared myself more than anything. But the whole situation of hearing about this crazy ass person and all this stuff happening and then me being dumb enough, you know, us as kids to hide from cars and this and this and that and try and mess with cars. And then this situation happened and I was like, oh shit, I'm pretty sure that's Ted Bundy in that damn thing. You know what I mean? So I think I scared myself more than anything.
You know, it's funny you bring up Ted Bundy. I was on a cruise one time and I'm sitting like front row of this fucking comedy show.
Yeah.
I was by myself. I went like mom, one of her boyfriends, but she don't like to get picked on. So I was like, fuck her, I'll sit front row.
That's right. Right. Yeah. Pick on me.
Yeah. And the guy calls on me. We're having a, you know, quarter conversation, whatever. And he was like, what do you like doing in your free time? I was like, I don't know, man. I hunt, you know, every once in a while, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, he asked me a question, and I thought he said, who do you hang out with? But he asked me, what do you hunt? But I thought he said, who do you hang out with? And I was like, I don't know, people. And he was like, you fucking hunt people. And he was like, that's a little weird. Ha ha ha. And I was like, well, I am from, or he was like, oh, we got fucking Ted Bundy up here. And that's what he said. And I was like, while you playing, I'm from Tallahassee. That's my fucking hometown hero. And he was like,
bro, I'd have left it alone.
Oh, I didn't say a word after that. He didn't say nothing to me either. You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody from the crowd probably said anything to you after that. Yeah. They were probably like, oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, we're going to bed, guys.
Yeah. But no, it was funny. Because like, out of all things he could have said, he really did pick Ted Bundy.
He really did pick Ted Bundy. Yeah. Like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
That is fucking great, dude.
Dude, you're talking about like scared. Not as far as like paranormal thing you hurt.
Yeah.
I would tell you about one of the first dates me and my wife went on. So we got invited to go ride side-by-sides. You know, I used to have a side-by-side ride all the fucking time, right? Yep. We're riding, putting it at my buddy's house in Wakulla. And I don't know these woods like I know my woods. So right. I'm just riding with the, I mean, we're in a big-ass group.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in a side-by-side, by the way. Everybody's on four-wheelers. We're riding, and I just got these new fancy-ass light whips on the back of this bitch. So if you don't know, like, a side-by-side, or if you're not familiar with them, it's like this all-terrain fucking vehicle. Looks like a big-ass jacked-up go-kart. They go really fast. Got, like, big-ass mud tires on it.
Yep.
And I got these four-foot dancing fucking disco light whips on the back of this bitch. Now, mind you, I have a top on this thing that's got, like, two 12s and, like, six fucking six and a half. And this bitch screams. It's fucking loud, right? We're riding. You know, riding on power lines. You know how power lines get. It's real boggy on the power lines. There's, like, one access road.
Yep.
So we're on this one access road, and there's trees fucking everywhere, and I can fit down this access road, and that's it. So you either get muddy, stuck, you're done, or you get this one road. So we're riding, you know, I don't think nothing of it. Listen to Lil Wayne on my music top.
Yep, just bumping.
And Lil Wayne turns off, and the sirens are still there. And I turn around and look behind us, and about the time I look around, they said, cops!
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, because you ain't allowed to ride out there at night.
The hell no.
Right, so everybody takes off. They hit like these little bitty ass trails off to the sides and shit. I'm too fucking wide because everybody's on four wheelers, right? So yeah. I'm in this basically a fucking car, and I ain't got nowhere to go. I got this one fucking road, and you look behind. You ever see like somebody traveling fast on like some whoop de whoops, like the bumps? The headlights kaboom, are pointing kaboom, to the sky kaboom. And the floor, and I was like, oh my god! So I just floor it, right? Well, I didn't have time to like actually put these lights and shit on a switch. They're just fucking hardwired in. I can't turn them off.
Can't turn them off.
Can't turn them off. It's pitch black dark, and I got these 4 foot dancing fucking disco whips just going.
Just following you everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got away because he only can see me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's got this gigantic fucking beacon of like, goddamn dancing light.
Hey, yeah. Bud, I'm here.
Right here. Everybody's branching off. I don't know where the fuck we're at. You know what I mean? I'm just flooring it down this road. I finally get enough space between me and this damn F-150. I run back there and unplug them. At least turn the fucking lights off.
That's right.
And
give
fucking,
myself a fighting chance.
Oh, hop back in and haul ass forward.
But you still don't know where you're going.
I only got one choice. I can only go down this fucking road.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I'm hauling ass. We finally get out of the boggy part, but I'm just on this road. Because I'm doing like 60, 65 down this fucking road.
Running.
Oh, getting it.
Yeah.
Cop comes the other way. So now I'm fucking blocked.
Pinned.
I can't go frontwards. I can't go backwards. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So it, like I said, it opened up. It quit being so like muddy and power line. It was more like a just big ass field to the right. So cop comes up. Now there were still trees, but there was an opening I hit. Cop comes up in front of me and like turns sideways and cuts the fucking road off, swings his door open and hops out. So I cut the steering wheel to the right and just fucking floored it. Right. Covered him and the inside of the truck with sand.
Yep.
Yeah. And just straight into the woods. Like, I'm talking about, like, I'm running over fucking, like, little saplings and brush.
Yep.
My wife's getting the holy shit beat out of her by, like, tree limbs and stuff coming. Because they don't have doors on them. No. Well, we have, like, little half doors, but there's, like...
Yeah, window, everything is wide open.
I have a quarter... It's called a quarter windshield. It takes up a quarter of the damn front and no sides. So we are getting, I'm getting my ass beat too. Like we're like all the way on the inside, like hugging, sure, almost touch our heads. I got my arm up, just flooring it right through the damn woods.
Yep, gotta go.
I finally thought I put enough space. So I turned it off because, you know, they got bright ass lights on them. Turn it off. And I'm standing on top of the roof. And I can see them at the wood line. They got flashlights and they're trying to look in the woods. And they're like, just fucking come on out.
Yeah.
Come on. Nah, fuck that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's immediate jail time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Come and find me, bitch. Yeah. It's the only way.
So they're walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I was like, fuck that. They finally quit looking in the woods. And I'm like, nah, we still going to give it a while.
That's right.
You know the bitch going to be out
there. They're just waiting right on the outside where you got to come right to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting, you know, we're bullshitting. Hey, a great time to get to know one another.
Absolutely.
You know, we just ran from the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't got nothing fucking better to do. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So we talking bullshitting.
Yeah. So what's your favorite kind of food?
Yeah. So we're talking and bullshitting. And then we hear sticks start breaking. Like somebody's walking up on us. We're like, oh, fuck. So we're sitting there and I got my hand on the key.
Yeah.
Like
ready to turn that bitch and haul ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't go nowhere fast. Like I was like high sitting on stumps and shit getting in there. Like I'm fucked, but we're going to try it. You know what I mean?
Everything we could do. Yeah. We're in here now.
Luckily, it was one of the people we were riding with.
They were coming to get you.
No, no. They didn't even know we were there. Oh. They had done the same thing and ran up in the woods and just sat and they heard us talking. And fucking they walked back and my wife ended up knowing them.
Yeah.
So damn, we just chopped up for about an hour, hour and a half. And we're like, all right, fuck it. Let's go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they knew where they were at. So they led us right back to where we're going. We took some back roads and shit. We never even got caught. None of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That was like one of our first dates. I think that was the first, second time we ever hung out.
So guys, you heard it here first. The key to a happy marriage, run from the cops together. But before we let y'all out of here for real, happy Halloween once again. Before we let y'all out of here, I do want to just throw a little PSA out there. I don't know how many new parents we got that listen to this thing, but always when y'all go out and have these great Halloween nights, which are so much fun, make sure you get the hell out there. Don't sit your ass at the house and make your kids sit at home. Go out, go trunk or treat, go trick or treat, go do what you can. As long as you ain't going on a huge cruise the next day, then you probably have a pass. But other than that, if you go out and when you go out, when you come back home, don't just tell your kids run through that bag and eat all that candy. There are some sick, nasty bastards out here. Check your candy. Make sure that where you're going is, you know, there's apps out here where you can look and make sure there ain't no damn predators or nothing in the area that you plan on going trick-or-treating so that there's not a potential for somebody to put some nasty shit in candy. Just pay attention out here, guys, because as much as we try and think the best of people, there are still some sick-ass, stupid people in this damn world. You got anything else to leave them with?
Yeah, one thing. My wife suggested this. She saw it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Want to know our opinion. What is one, like, horror movie or scary movie villain that you think you could take?
Oh, that I think I could take. Give me just a second on this.
This one lady on TikTok says she could take Freddy Krueger. I'm like, fuck no.
What?
You're crazy.
What?
Yeah.
The dude attacks you in your dreams. That's what I'm saying. Literally the worst of the worst. He comes when you cannot do anything.
Right.
That's the sickest of the sickest. If you try and mess with him, you're dumb. Michael Myers is probably the closest thing to a real dude, but I wouldn't mess with him either. Scream, I feel like I'd have a chance at because he's real slender. Like, he's small. I think...
Get the one off Scary Movie. He chill.
Yeah, yeah. Get the chill one. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think as far as, like, if I'm going based off of Scary Movie, I have my final answer. If I have to fight anybody, it's going to be that little fucking leprechaun. Come on, bitch. I'm ready to see you tomorrow night. I get off at 7 p.m. Have your ass outside my door. I'm going to kick your ass all the way back to that pot of gold you got, motherfucker. Who you got?
Probably Chucky.
Oh, hell no. A clown? You're a psycho. I'm taking the leprechaun all day. I don't care
Chucky's
if it's a doll.
A clown. He's a fucking doll.
He's a fucking psycho clown doll.
It's just a doll, bro.
Oh, is it just a doll?
It's just a doll.
Okay, yeah. All right. That's fine. That's fine. But it's a doll with a knife.
Yeah, but he like 2 foot tall. I kick him.
Fuck that. I'm taking that leprechaun, bro, all day. I guess we went the same way.
The leprechaun ain't
right.
No weapons?
All right, let me ask you a question. Probably. You got some
weapons. Throw some gold at me, bitch. What you get?
Yeah, for real. I'm going to just take your shit and run anyway. It's perfect.
I got a switch on this beam, coach.
All right, let me ask you a real question. If you had to, like, let's say... I just want to know, do you think you could take, right? Because I'm not saying like, would you fight on me if you could? But because obviously the answer is no here. But if it was you versus Jason, do you think you could take him?
Nah, hell no. Jason?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either. Not a chance in this world.
No, bro. He's like superhuman strength.
Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely not. I think there's no chance in the world. I just wanted to know what your thought is. Some people are crazy. I bet the same person who told you that they bet they could whoop the bear's ass, I bet they think they could take Jason in a fight, though.
No, I think you'd have a better chance with Myers than Jason.
I think so, too, for sure. I don't know. I think they're both ones out of a mental asylum, bro. Look, I ain't here to talk about nobody who's special, but everybody know people who are special got 3 times the strength at least of most other people. You better watch your ass, Mr. Postman. I'm just glad I ain't a pretty little girl, because if I was, there wouldn't be a fighting chance in hell. I think, you know, the biggest chance that I got to beat a Jason or a Michael Myers is I think I'm faster.
Yeah. They do be walking slow. They walk slow as fuck. They be walking slow, and like they look at the person getting attacked. It's an all-out sprint, and they're always right behind them. It's like,
what, brother? And like the thing about it is like they always, here's how it always works. They always fucking run too fast. They, for some damn reason, have high heels on every time. Who wouldn't kick their shoes off to start running? You know what I mean? But either way. And then they trip over something. Now they got a broke leg and they're trying to crawl away. And here he comes at the same, you know, half a mile an hour pace that he's been crawling at this whole time. I think really, if you would just be a fast walker, you could probably get away. You know what I mean? And do it safely.
There was there used to be a fucking TV commercial that they made fun of that shit. It was like a horror movie thing. And they were like, oh, I can't remember what it was, but some girl was like, let's go get in that four-door running car or some shit. They were like, no, that's a dumb idea. Let's go hide behind the chainsaws. And they ran over by chainsaws.
I've seen it. Yeah, the insurance commercials.
Yeah.
Let's go get in the running car. No, let's go hide in this creepy looking house. Yeah. And you know, like I said, we say all that to say this. Have some damn common sense, guys. You know, obviously, if you are in a scary situation like that, go in the house. Do not ever hop in the running car. Are you kidding? He's definitely in the running car.
He probably didn't even have insurance on that car.
Yeah. Are you kidding? You wouldn't be safe getting out of there. You're going to try and run away. Yeah. That's dumb. Don't do not do that. That's what he thinks you're going to do. Stay there. Matter of fact, what I do, usually I try and find people who are real dangerous and then I hide behind them. They don't ever look behind them. They're too badass. You know what I mean? So if you walk behind them, I'm teaching, hey, y'all are learning game here today. It's free.
This man knows ball.
Balls. No, all right. Listen, guys, we love y'all so much. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Halloween. Happy. Halloween happy. Happy Halloween, baby. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Be safe out there when y'all are out there having your fun and have a damn good time, baby. Stay positive, stay peaceful, and stay pimping, baby. Good night.